Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Peites in Meseches Gittin, Rosh Chodesh Ador Beis, second day of Rosh Chodesh, where we rev up Mishnichnas Ador Marbim Mesimcho. We are going to conclude Meseches Gittin with the opening of Ador and Beis Hashem begin Meseches Kedushin. Our daf Peites is going to talk about rumors. Significant rumors, insignificant rumors, halachically significant, halachically insignificant, a call of whether a woman is married, or that a woman has been divorced. That will encourage the Gemara to discuss call in many, many different ways. In fact, the Gemara is going to even discuss a call havara on Peites Amud Aleph, and that is an echo. So we're going to be discussing sounds which of course have words that can destroy or build a person. And the Gemara will discuss the halachic implications of those. And going on to Peites Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss how kolos are investigated and a woman's statement about her own status. In other words, most of the daf will be discussing what happens if people say that a woman is married or a woman is divorced, and then we will conclude the daf when the woman herself speaks about her own status. So let's Bezer Hashem begin the new Mishnah on the bottom of Peches and Bez, where we had left off. Yatsa Shma Be'ir Mikudeshes. If her name has gone out in the city as being someone who is married, let's take a look at Rashi. It's always the best if we're able to read the Rashi inside. Yotze shma b'ir mikudeshes pnuya shiyotza le'kol plonis miskadeshes hayom leploni. There was a single girl that there is a rumor that Reuven was mikadesher. V'yesh dvarim nirin. Rashi adds something that the Mishnah doesn't say, that there is some circumstantial evidence that supports it. Harezu mikudeshes, says the Mishnah, we assume that she is married. The Gemara will give us examples of why there seems to be some circumstantial evidence that supports it. Migureshes, a married woman that there's a rumor that she was divorced. Harezu migureshes. Then in such a case, we assume she is divorced. Ubalvad shelo yeisham amasla. The exception being is that there is another reason that this call had gone out, but the call is not valid. Amasla literally means an excuse, or even an explanation. Let's see the Mishnah's example of Amasla. Ezui Amasla, what is Amasla? Seven lines from the bottom of Peches and Beis. Girish ish ploini es ishtoi al tnai. In a case of where the rumor was that he divorced his wife, it's not a problem in the quality of the rumor. Obviously, halachically, we need to understand of what halachic significance a rumor has. But the quality of the rumor is not the amasa over here. However, the divorce was al tnai, that it was a condition. He says, on the condition that I eat ice cream tomorrow. We don't know if he ate ice cream tomorrow. Or, zarek la kedusha, safek karov la, safek karov lo. Or a case of kedushin would be, we know he said arayat mekudeshesli. What do we mean, we know? The rumor says that he did it, and he threw to her the Kedushim, but we're not sure if it was close to her, with all the implications that we learned in Perek HaZorek of what it means to be close to her. Zui Amasla, this is an explanation of why the rumor might and would not make her Mikudeshes or Migureshes. Analyzes the Gemara on a rumor. Va'asrina la agavra? We're going to now make her Aser based on this Yotza Shema. We're going to make her usher to a man. Rashi explains that the question is going on a case of an Ashes Kohen, a woman who is married to a Kohen. There's a rumor that she's divorced from him. Now, even though that's not enough to allow her to marry another man, because you need a get to prove it. However, if we're going to take the rumor into account and you give it halachic significance, so now this woman is caught and she can't return to her husband as well. Because a grusha is also the coin. Va'omar Ravashi said, kol kolo debasin nisuin lo chashinala. Ravashi's question is that, a halachic question, not an emotional question. Ravashi's question is that at the end of the day, we don't take into account a kol post-Nisuin, only prior to Nisuin. Let's take a look at Rashi, eight lines from the bottom. V'amar Rashi, kol ish yotza l'isha b'shinises v'lo yotza la kol kodim Nisuin. If there is a rumor about her that didn't go out before she was married, only after, lo chayshinan la, lay. We don't listen to it, continues Rashi, kigonim nises l'koin v'yotza la kol shayisa zona. O grusha lo mafkinan la mine. Let's say a woman married a Kohen, and then after she gets married, someone says that she was divorced from a previous marriage, and therefore usher to a Kohen. Ela be'edus brua. We don't take a woman out from her marriage, except with edus brua. And in our case too, this woman is a married woman, and now based on the rumor, we're taking her out of her marriage. Answers the Gemara, hachi kamar, sekit lasayim pechasam beiz, yatsa shema be'ir, mikudeshes, if her name went out as being married, Harezim Mikudeshes, we consider her married, Mikudeshes Umigureshes Harezim Mikudeshes. Our Mishnah is not talking about a rumor that had started about a married woman. In such a case, says the Gemara, that we would not take into account the rumor, as Ravashi postulated it in one way, could be postulated in others' ways as well, but Ravashi postulated kol kol debasun nisuin lo chashinale. We don't listen to a call after Nisuin. So what's our Mishnah talking about? If it says that there's a rumor of divorce, we listen to it. Says the Gemara, the rumor is that she got married and she got divorced. In other words, we were talking about a single girl. So then, Arezu Mikureshes, we assume she got married, and we assume she got divorced. Then, of course, she can't marry a Kohen. But we're not going to take her out of her husband. Mai Taima, kol v'shoivroi imoy. There was a call that she got married, and the information to break the call that she got divorced is with them. We accept both them. Period. The Gemara now continues with the other halachas. Second line from the top on page Tes Amid Aleph, the halachas of rumors. Amar Rava Yatzal La Shem Mizane Beir. If there is a woman, a rumor that has gone out that a woman was mizane. Rashi's definition over here of znus is a particular halacha in regards to kahuna. Rashi says that it means that she had relations with a Gentile or with an Eved, which make her now usher to a Kohen. Says the Gemara, Ein Choshishin La. We don't listen to this rumor. Maitama Prisusa Ba'amahu Dechazila. When people said she was Mizan, it doesn't mean that she necessarily cohabited, but rather she was acted inappropriately in a manner that was not Tsnua, was Pritzus. But not that she did a Maisa Bia that made her usher. Kitanoi, and the Gemara gives us a background to this type of approach, and as a Machloikis Tanoim, Achla Bishuk Girgara Bishuk, Hinika Bishuk. If a woman eats in the marketplace, Girgara means to consume, at least the tour in Simin Kuf Ayin, based on Gemaris, explains it this way, that someone consumes a drink in a fast and uncouth manner. One example is by drinking down a cup in one gulp. Some of you know that there is a custom based on the Gemara to drink a drink in two gulps. So Girgara Bashuk in Tur Kufayin means to drink down a cup in one gulp. So Achla Bashuk, Girgara Bashuk, these are all things that are not appropriate. Eating in the street is not the manner of a refined person. Hinika b'shuk, if she nurses in the shuk, bikulan Rabbi Meir amar teitze, Rabbi Meir says that's enough of a reason for a husband to divorce his wife, and the reason for that is because she is not acting in a manner that would be respectful to her and to him. Rabbi Akiva oimer mishiyasu v'yitnu ba. Rabbi Akiva adds a condition, and he says that this is not enough. These behaviors are not enough, but rather it's a woman that sows muzaros bilavana in the at the light of the moon. Those women were women who tended to hang out and to speak dvarim betelim, as well as to introduce pritzus into the city, Rashi seems to say, and therefore, the halacha is in that case, that would be grounds for divorce. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's response is interesting. Amarle Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, im kein lo inachta basa Avram Avinu. You're not going to find any daughter of Avram sheyoshevet tachas baila. In other words, it seems like every once in a while, a woman will do such a thing. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri isn't necessarily condoning, but he says then there people aren't going to stay married. Vateira amra, what's grounds for divorce? Ki matza ba ervas davar. Only if there is an ervas davar. Now we're going to have a machlokes on tomorrow's daf between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, a very important machlokes of grounds for divorce. That's how Maseches Gittin concludes of sugya of grounds for divorce. That the pasuk, the Torah HaKadosh says, "Kikach ish isha avala v'ayim lo sinsachein beinav ki matzav va ervas davar." He said, found something ervas davar. We'll leave that word open. Exactly what that means. That will be in the Mishnayis and the Gemara in tomorrow's daf. However you define it, ervas davar is not ochal b'shuk. It's not mishi yisu v'yitnu ba muzaros b'levana. Ula alanu omer. And the Gemara also points out, also says, al pishnai meidim o shlosha eidim yakum davar. Here the Gemara is quoting this halacha of ervas davar to bring out a gzera shava. Ma lahalon davar borur, afkan davar borur. The only time that there is grounds for divorce, if it's provable by Eidos. And Chazal have one of the most important drashos in all of Nashim and Ezekin right here, and that is Gzereshava Dover Dover. The way in which we prove Arayos, both that a woman got married and a woman got divorced, is through Eidim. Because the pasuk says, Al Pishnaim Eidim, Al Pishlosha Eidim, and Dvarim Yutes Yokum Adover, and we make Gzereshava. And therefore, coming back to our Gemara, to the opinion of Rava, the Gemara is proving Rava's opinion two lines from the top. And that is, that Yotzal Hashem Mizane Lebi'ir Ein Choshishin La. That if there is a Shem Mizane Bi'ir, we don't listen to it because it needs to be done with Dover. Ervas Dover. And Dover is Exereshav. Zakte the Gemara Vaiter Tanar Rabbonon Be'ula Ein Choshishin La. If there is a rumor in the city that a besula has become a be'ula. This has halachic implications. A besula is someone who never had relations. Be'ula is that she had sexual relations with somebody. The halachic implications of it are that even if it was with a kasher, and it was once, and she wasn't mafkir atzma luznos, nevertheless, her ksuba now goes to a 100. So, with the ksuba is normally 200 zuz. It goes down to 100 zuz, as described in the Mishnayis and Maseches Ksubas. What if there's a rumor, but there's no way to substantiate, we're not even sure it's true? So then, ein choshishin la, we ignore it. Nesua ein choshishin la. If there is a rumor that she has already gotten married to somebody, we ignore it. Arusa ein choshishin la. Even if the rumor is that she didn't do nesuin. Nesuin means that she was brought into the husband's house. Only that she was an arusa that they said aray mekudeshesli, we ignore that. Shelo leploni. It was not mentioned to whom. Here the statement of the brisa is cut off. It means the brisa should say, or the brisa for a reason didn't say it this way, but for our reading, it's mekudeshes shelo leploni. She was mekudeshes to somebody, but we don't know who it is. Ein choshishin lo, we ignore it. Be'ir acheres, ein choshishin la. If there was a rumor that she got married, this woman who we know from place A got married in place B, we ignore that warning as well. Mamzeres. If there's a rumor that she's a mamzeres, ein choshishin la. We ignore that as well. Shifcha, ein choshishin la. That she's a shifcha, we also don't listen to it. Higdish ploni nechasav. If a rumor has gone out that Reuven consecrated for the Beis HaMikdash his possessions. Hifker ploni nechasav, or Reuven made all of his property ownerless. Ein choshishin lahem, we don't listen to all of these rumors. Amarula, Ula adds another halacha in regards to rumors, fascinating halachas. Many of these, of course, have important implications. If there's chshash, that a person is a mamzer, does that fall into the category of a kol and ein choshishin la? Could very well be yes. Amar Ula said, lo sheshamu kol avara. When our Mishnah describes that there was a rumor for Kiddushin, and we listen to it, it does not mean that we heard just the sounds like an echo. Ella kidei shiyuhu needs to be they being Edim, that there was Neros Dolkos Umatos Mitsuos, that there was a house where she was living with another man that had lights and had the beds were made. Umnei Adam Nichnasin Vyotsin Vaomri Ploni Plonis Miskadeshes Hayom. Only if you have all these things do we take into account the rumor. It would seem, and again, we're learning Daf Yomi, that Ula, of course, is bothered by a problem, and that is that our Mishnah said that Choshesh in the Kiddushin, and yet all of these above things were not Choshesh. So says Ula, you need very strong circumstantial evidence. Not just simply that Plonis Miskadeshes, but rather Plonis Miskadeshes Hayom, and you saw her house, and how she was living with this man, even though you didn't see the actual marriage. Says the Gemara, V'duma lo akdisha. Maybe the Kedushin didn't take place. How do you know the Kedushin did take place? Ema, says the Gemara, plonis niskatsha hayom. That the rumor was that she had already gotten married today. Now here, the difference between what the Gemara initially said was that there was a rumor she's about to get married today. That's not enough. As the Gemara says, maybe she never got married. So Gemara says you have all of the above plus the rumor that she already got married. V'chein tani levi, lo yishmu kol havara. It can't just be this general rumor. Elikadeshi enoris dolkos umatos mitzuas v'nasham, period. You need real substantial evidence. The Gemara continues to gives us more examples. Vinashim tavos la'araner, and they're weaving garments. Usmechos la, and people are rejoicing with her because she got married. Va'omros, and they say ploni miskadeshes hayom, that she got married today, that she's going to get married today. Of course, the Gemara now returns to the same question that we had asked previously. V'duma lo agdisha, maybe she didn't get married that day. Amar Rav Papa ema plonis niskatsha yom. Rav Papa changes, like we had mentioned, Bidas Ula as well, that all of the other circumstantial evidence combined with the rumor that she actually got married that particular day. Amar Rav Barachon Amar Biyechon loyshe shamu kol avara kidei shu neiris tokos and matos mitzus and neodim nechnasim yotzim va'amru davar zeh hu va'amru davar. You need all the above things, and you need people saying. What do they need to be saying? Same concept that we said before. Plonis niskatsha yom. Zehu kol. That qualifies as a rumor. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Lomru davar, zehu amasla. If they don't say all these things, then we call that amasla in our Mishnah that we say that we don't listen to the rumor. Says the Gemara, lo amru, v'alo amru, v'lo klum. If they didn't say anything, then of course it's nothing. Says Gemara, Lafukim in the Rabbah Ravuna Damar, Amasa Shamra Afilu Mikan Vanasara Yomim. Kamash Malon Lo Amruhu. Dave Amasla. Ha Amru Lo Have Amasla. There's a Shita of Rabbah Ravuna that says that in the case of Zarek La Kedushah that we learned, Safe Karav Lo, Safe Karav Lo, that there was a rumor that he had attempted to do Kedushin. Even if this rumor of the Amasla, in other words, this is the second rumor. There was a rumor that she got married, and they say, oh, no. It was only a Safek Kedushin. Even if it's 10 days later, then in such a case, it's considered as Lo Amru V'lo Klum. And that's what we were referring to above in the Braisa. The opinion of Rabbah Bar Rav Huna is that if it's 10 days later, the halacha is that we ignore such an amasla. Says the Braisa, no. If in any way there's a shover, like saying maybe it was a safek kedushin, then that's a reason to ignore the rumor. So the chidush of lo amru is a question of whether we look at it as the call being said. I want to qualify again. I think I mixed up Rabba Bar Avuna's position in the Chiddush of our Mishnah. According to Rabba Bar Avuna, the halacha is that the Amasla would have significance, even if it's 10 days later. It also is Mevatel Lekol. While Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that our Mishnah is of the opinion that that's not considered something that breaks a kol. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Lo sheshamu kol avara, ela kedei sheyomru ploni. We learned in our Mishnah that we're choshesh for a kol. As we mentioned earlier, it's not only a kol avara, but you need more information than that. So what is it, that other form of information? Ela kedei sheyomru ploni meichan shama miploni, uploni miploni. We have to be able to trace the broken telephone and see where the information came from. Ploni heard this rumor. Who heard it from? Ploni. And Ploni heard it from Ploni. V'ochalem medinas hayam. And now we know where the rumor came from and why we can't substantiate it, because they've gone to a foreign country. That is the opinion of Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, that in order for Kol Avara, with all of the circumstantial evidence that we necessitated earlier, the only time it has significance is if you could trace where it came from. Amalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Abaye, excuse me, we skipped a couple lines. Going back five lines before the wide, we had skipped for some reason to the wide lines. Ubotkin v'olkan ha'shmikin l'davar ha'boru. The Gemara says you need to check into it until it's clear. Asks the Gemara, davar ha'boru, if it's clear, eilus ma'al yisahi. Then it's a full Eilus. Elik Yasser Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Avaba Amar Avuna Amar Rav Lo Shamu Kalava Kedei Shem Ploni Meichon Shama Miploni Uploni Miploni Vochal Medina Sam. What it means is Davar Barur is, as we elucidated beforehand, that we're able to trace back who was the source of the rumor. A new case. Amale Abaye L'Rav Yosef Mivatlinon Kala. Olo mivat linan kala. In a case of where we're choshesh for a call, because Ploni heard from Ploni, in such a case, if these people return, explain the Mefarshim. In other words, we heard that this rumor originated with Binyamin, and then Rashi explains mivat linan kala, a rumor, let's say that this woman was a married woman, and then, and with all the circumstantial evidence, and then the Eidim come back and say, it's not true, I never said that. Mevatlin and kol lo mevatlin. Amale, mida amar Rav Chisda ach yishmu mipiak sheirim. The fact that Rav Chisda says that you need to know who it came from, which kosher was the source of this information, shma mina mevatlin and kol, that would say that we listen to them when they come back, because everything is dependent on them. The Gemara offers a counter argument, two lines into wide on Peites Saman Aleph. Amalei Adar Rabba, Mida Amar Rav Sheshes Vafilu Pinashim Havikol. Rav Sheshes said we even listen to women who are pasul Eidus to create the call. Shma Mina Lama Vatlin on Kol. That would seem to indicate that the call has significance outside of Eidus, because if we don't rely on a woman for Eidus, so then it's not significant about who started it and whether they ultimately reject it. It is a halachic consideration that's created by the call. So we have two different opinions of whether we listen to the individual who contradicts what was said in his name. Amar Le, the explanation was given. Abaye explained it to Rav Yosef, Asar Vosa Ninu. The word Asar Vosa, the Shorish, is Atar. Aleph Sof Reish, which means a land. We say in Kaddish Rabban, Di V'chol Asar V'Asar. Asar V'osaninu, it depends on the lands. Besura Mavatli Kol. In Sura, if the original source would contradict it, so then we would say the Kol is on their mind. Ben Arda, Lo Mavatli Kol. Ben Arda, they did not follow that opinion. There was a woman that a rumor had gone out that she had gotten married to one of the boys in the yeshiva. So Rav Chama came to the father of this woman, Amale, Emali Hechiavodu. He said, tell me the story, what happened? Amale al Tanai Kaddish. There was a condition to the marriage. Adaita delo azul lebechuzoi. It was done on the condition that he won't go to a place called Bechuzoi. Va'azul. And he did go. That's what the father contends. He didn't fulfill the Tanai. Amale, kivan de be'idna davi ko lo avi amasla. Here, Rav Chama has an interesting idea. He says that since at the time that the call went out, no one knew about what you just said, this condition. Remember in our Mishnah we said Amasla is considered like a Tanai. So therefore, Rav Chama discounts the girl's father's words. Lav kol kiminech de machaskas Amasla. We don't listen to the Amasla that you're introducing. Mark continues four lines from the bottom. There was a rumor about a woman that she had gotten married. He was mekadesh her with tamarim that were still raw, and it was attached to a basket. Rashi gives detail about they would attach the dates that aren't entirely ripe to the baskets themselves. Of course, the dates grew on a palm tree, and palms they used to make baskets. So it was this fruit that was attached to the basket. It was Mekadosh. Be'enei de'bei Shifi. A lot of details. It was on the spring of Be'i Shifi. Shalchar avide baravin v'kamei de'abaye. So now there's this rumor about this very particular details about this Kedushin. Ki aigavne mai. Ravidi sent the Shaila, what's the halacha? What Abaye answered? Even according to those say that a kol cannot be mivatel, b'ha mivatlinon kala. Over here, this rumor can be, bezin could be mivatel the kala. Why? Meimar omri, because people could say, Ainubu rabbanon b'kedusha, the rabbanon looked into the kedusha, v'lo havibu shava pruta. Remember that this fruit was raw. So over here, Bezdin could come along and argue that there wasn't a Shavapruta in the Kiddushin. Now, Abaye is saying a little bit of a Chiddush over here, because Bezdin doesn't know for sure what the value of the Kiddushin was. Rashi seems to say in Dibra Maschel Meimar Omri, the last Rashi on the Yomud, that generally, over here, it wasn't worth a Shavapruta. So they had the right to assume that it wasn't worth a Shavapruta. The Ramban says, if you will, a more Geshmaka Yisod. The Ramban says the following. He says, if there's a Suffolk call, so then the Rabbanan weren't Choshesh for the Kedushin. So since this call is only a Suffolk, the Rabbanan could throw it out. The Ritva seems to disagree, and it's a machlokis within the base medrash of the Ramban, how to learn our sugya. So, Pele Gemara Viter, last few words on Pei Tes Amar Aleph. Ahidinafik Aleh called the Igdisha. Another case of rumors that there was a woman, that there was a rumor that she had gotten married to whom? The rumor even had who it was. Lechad Mibnei Ploni. One of the children of Ploni. So, one of Yaakov's kids. The rumor goes out that she has married him. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Afilu man d'amar lo mevatzlinan kala, b'ha mevatzlinan kala." Even according to the opinion that says that we take into account the kala, we have to give it significance. Over here, it's different. Meimar Amri, ayinu ba rabbanon b'kedushe u'kedushe katanavi. We could say that the rabbanon looked into it, and this man had many kids, some of them were katanim, and say that she had gotten married to a katan. Again, one needs to explain, what right do we have to automatically assume that she got married to a katan? So, of course, according to the Ramban, it's very nice. We say that this is just a safek. We don't know who she got married to, and we don't take that into account. According to the other mefarshim that we mentioned, even Rashi, it requires a little bit more iyun, and that, Be'ez Hashem, we should be zelcha one day to do iyun. The Gemara continues four lines on the top on Pei Tes Amud Beis. Ahuy denafik ala called the ikdisha lekatan. There was a rumor that a woman had gotten married to a katan. Hanira kigadol, but he appeared like a gadol. So this is an interesting question. On the one hand, in this case, avahi denafik ala kol adikdash lekatan hanira kigadol. On the one hand, the rumor was that she had gotten married to a katan who can't be mekadish. On the other hand, he looked like a gadol. So maybe the rumor that he's a katan is wrong. I'm like Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi. Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, "Avu uvde va'amru adayin lo higiyo lepalgois ruuven." He didn't reach the madrega of Palgus Ruuven. Palgus Ruuven is a melitza in Shoftim. Lefagos Ruuven gidolin chikrei lev in Shiras Devora. That the unique ones of Ruuven are great, that they have understanding of hearts. In other words, that refers to someone who has a certain level of wisdom. Adayin lo igia leflagos Ruuven means that they didn't reach the pace of wisdom, and therefore this individual did not reach the pace of wisdom, and therefore we could assume that he's a katan, and she has no problem marrying somebody else. We learned in our Mishnah on the bottom of Peches on the Beis that a kol with all of the conditions of Amud Aleph in the Gemara has significance. But if there's an explanation or an excuse, that could be shover the call, as we had learned previously in the Gemara. The Gemara continues to analyze, 8 lines from the top on Peites Amud Beis, Amar Rabba Barafuna, Amaslu Shamru, Afilu Mikan Va'ad Asara Yomim. This was a discussion we had earlier in the Gemara. What happens if there's a rumor with all the details that are necessary to create a halachically significant rumor, and then 10 lays later, an amasla, or within 10 days, an amasla appears. Maybe even 11 days as well, it would seem from the Lashon of Rabbah. And what emerges is an amasla like we had in our Mishnah, that there was a case in which the rumor was that Sarah had been divorced. And then 10 days later it says, well, it was a divorce with a condition. Of course, if we don't know that the condition is fulfilled, there's no reason to believe that she was divorced. But it happened 10 days later. Originally, there was just a call that she was divorced. Says Rabbi Ravuna, that is a significant amasla. Zvid Omar, b'mekom amasla. If there is place for amasla, even if there isn't a definitive amasla, but there's room to introduce an amasla, then that would be enough. In other words, any hole that we could puncture into a kol is enough. Maybe, and I haven't learned the sugya b'iyun, but maybe we could say that possibly will be some type of source for the Ramban, that we had said a safek kol is not considered a kol. Eisveir Rapapa Rav Zvid uvach lote sham amasla. Rav Papa asks Rav Zvid, but at the end of the day, the Mishnah says that you need an amasla. Not that there's a makom amasla. Amale, you're right. You have to sort of amend the Mishnah b'makom amasla kamer. It means that there's place for an amasla. Amale Rav Kahana l'Rav Papa. Rav Kahana asked Rav Papa, Va'ato tizbra? Do you not hold of this idea that if there's a makom or a pesach for a masla, that's enough? Vatnan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah, this appears in Yevamis, Tzadi Beis, Niskatsha, a woman's married, Vachak Bo Baila, and then her husband has come. Now, we need to fill in some halachos over here. This Mishnah in Yevamis is the tragic case of Meiz Baila. A woman has lost her husband. Her husband has disappeared. An aide comes along and says that we know that the husband is dead. She remarries. And then her husband comes home. Dead man walking. Muteres lachzor. The halacha is that she's allowed to return to her original husband because the Mishnah tells us that it was done with the heter of Bezdin. She's entirely an onus. La mishum darina al tanai kaddish. Well, at the end of the day, it could be that the original marriage was done on condition that her husband has died. And he didn't, so she'd go back. So what do we see? We see that we make an amasla on the kedushin itself. So we see that we do find a makom la amasla. And we're choshesh for the amasla. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam de Asi Baal Vikama Arer. In that case, the Baal comes along and says, I never divorced her, and it's not the pshat that I divorced, the second husband says, I divorced her, now she's returning to her first husband, but rather, he says, there was no get, but the assumption of the marriage was, as we said earlier, that al tanai kodesh. Says the Gemara, if that would be so, ihachi v'niseis nami. If we're going to say that we're going to take into account that this amasla of b'tnai kedushin, then why does the Mishnah only say if she married the second husband, but if she didn't assume, the halacha is that we require a get from both of them, and she can't marry the first one. What's the reason for that? Halachically, we could assume that the second kedushin was on tanai. It must be, as Rashi explains, that there is a chashash that people are going to say that she was already divorced from the first husband and married the second. And if that's so, so then she can no longer marry the first husband if she had already married the second. And therefore the requirement is that she needs a get from both of them. And we don't say that there is an amasla. Says the Gemara, Niseis da'avda isura. In the case of where she even got married in Yevamis, then she did an isur. In such a case, according to Chazal, she should have looked into it more, and she should have verified whether what the aid said was true. However, in the case of where Niskatsha, she didn't yet do any Isser. So Nisei Stavda Isura Kansur Rabban. Then the Rabban gave a cast. Niskatsha, but if she only did Niskatsha, she didn't move in yet with him, Dulol Isura Lo Kansur Rabban. So that's how we reconcile Yevamos. And we do say that there is a place, a makom, la masla. Amar Rav Ashi teaches us another halach in regards to rumor. Kol kolo de lo ischazik bebeidina lav kolo. The only time a kol has significance is if Bezdin checked into it and said, wow, there's significance to this rumor. Vamar Rav Ashi repeats a rule that we add on the bottom of Peches on the base, kol kolo de bas nisuin lo chashinun la. We don't listen to a rumor after a woman has been married. Hadabasar erisin chashinalei. Marriage here means nesumin, that she went into the husband's house. And we pointed out that according to Rashi in the bottom Peches on Beis, the reason is that why did the rumor only start after she had already got married, moved to husband's house? Must be that rumor is not true. However, it's erisin, then that's an earlier moment. Rav Chaviva Amar Filu Basar Erisin Nami Lo Chashinun. We don't even listen to a rumor after Erisin. For example, if a rumor has gone out that she didn't marry Reuven first, she was married previously to Binyamin, and there's no proof to that. So, sir, everybody agrees. If it's after Nesuin, we ignore that. According to Rav Ashi, we would take it into account if it was after Erisin, and according to Rav Chaviva, even after Erisin, we don't listen to it. And the logic is that at the end of the day, if that rumor was true, we would have heard it earlier. V'ilchasa lo chashinan lei. And the halach is that we ignore it. Baruch Hashem, we've reached to the last daf. We are halfway through Peites Amud Beis. As you notice, Sadi is a short daf. So we are going to stop over here. Bezer Hashem, what we learned today were the halachos of rumors, kol and amasla. The main theme of the first half of Peites Amud Aleph was that there needs to be significant circumstantial evidence that supports the rumor. Rumor itself is not enough. Also, at the end of today's daf, we learned that it needs to be a rumor that is substantiated as halachically significant from Beis Din. We learned about an amasla, and an amasla is a counter-rumor that provides exception to the rumor itself. So for example, if the rumor is that there is a divorce, the Amasla says, but there was also a Tanai. And if we don't know that Tanai is fulfilled, then we throw out the rumor. We also learned that there is a Machlokas Amoraim, how we react if a rumor which needs to be substantiated, its source needs to be substantiated, if that original source denies it, whether we take that original source's information into account. We also learned, according to the way the Ramban says it, on the bottom of Pei Tes Amud Aleph, that if there is any reason to believe that the kol was lacking, for example, we don't know for sure if the Kedushin was of a valid Shava Pruta, we also throw out the rumor. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei Tes in Maseches Gittin.